The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, please recite after me. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. Today, topic is very interesting and fascinating and informative too. Why? Because we will be talking about the family of the Prophet, Ahlul Bayt. The excellence of loving the family of the Prophet, what Quran talks about it, what Ahadith guide us regarding this. You'll be with us from startling and immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you will be learning in today's episode. Respected viewers, it's always a good idea to ask your family members, come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen or watch this program from startling. Very short and brief, but inshallah, when you will finish watching this program, you will realize how much knowledge you would have learned and attained. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Sheikh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. And remember, the more intentions one makes for a particular task, higher the reward he can attain. Today, as I said, we will be talking about Ahlul Bayt. I would like to mention a beautiful hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the beginning. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم, the last messenger of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم said, do not recite incomplete salat upon me. Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is an incomplete durood, salat ala nabi? Instead, you should say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Subhanallah. Reciting salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a great fortune for a believer. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam instructed us to send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as well as upon the Aal of the Prophet, the family of the Prophet. This tells us the excellence, this tells us the importance of remembering Ahlul Bayt in our prayers. Subhanallah. Especially in durood, in salat, you should remember Ahlul Bayt also. Ulama kiram, scholars, they say that if you want to get accepted in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then wasila is to send salat upon the Aal and Ashab, upon the family and the companions of Prophet. Whereas if you want to get acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you send salam in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is a wasila to get accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Ya Nabi tum pe bar bar salam, be adad aur be shumar salam, izzate ahle bayt par salawat hadiyai ruhe char yar salam. Let's learn one mas'ala, Islamic ruling here, that it is not permissible to send consistent durood other than anbiya and angels. And if you want to send salawat upon sahaba ikram and ahlul bayt, awliya ikram, etc., then The method is that first you send salat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then you send salat upon Ahlul Bayt, Sahaba, Awliya, and then you can mention their dhikr too. For example, you can say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa awliya'i millatihi ajma'in. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى has mentioned in the Holy Quran. قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى ومن يقترف حسنة نزد له فيها حسنا إن الله غفور شكور. Say, I do not ask you for any recompense for the message, except love for our kinship. Whosoever does a good deed, we shall increase it in goodness for him. Surely Allah is most forgiving, most appreciative. Just like as we just heard a verse from Surah Shura, verse number 23. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima, then the Ansar Sahaba, the companions, alayhi ridwan, they saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do not have apparent provisions, although this lifestyle Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had adopted, it was his own personal choice. Why? Because if Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam wanted, then these mountains would walk as mountains of gold with him. Allahu Akbar. But Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did not like this dunya, this world. How beautifully someone has said, Malike kaunain hain, go paas kuch rakhte nahin. Malike kaunain hain, go paas kuch rakhte nahin. Do jahan ki ni'matein hain, unke khali haath mein. Allahu Akbar is the owner of both worlds by the ata, the granted ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made him the owner. Allahu Akbar. And he has the keys of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wills, he can use from the treasures. But the lifestyle Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam lived, very simple lifestyle in this dunya, was his own choice. But when Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, they saw that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam do not have apparent provisions, so their heart told them that they should go and present some gift in the court of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hence, they just collected a lot of maal, wealth, and they went to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, it is you because of whom we have attained hidayah, the guidance, true path, sirati mustaqim, and we got salvation from ignorance. Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, please accept this small gift from your servants. At that very moment, this very verse was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ say, لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. I do not ask you for any recompense for the message. Meaning, O my Sahaba, I have made you recite Shahada. Right? I have taken you out from the ignorance, and I have given you the light of Hidayah, right? Allahu Akbar. I teach you Deen Islam, the religion of Deen Islam, and I day and night remain busy for the betterment of your world and hereafter. O Sahaba, I do not ask any recompense against this service. I do not need any maal, any wealth. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam himself is Qasim in Ni'mat. He distributes the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever gets, he gets from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anyway. So Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, in other words, is saying that I do not need any recompense, reward from your end. Allahu Akbar. Neither I need any big, lofty palaces of this dunya. I am the mahbub, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why would I love this dunya, this world? But what is that? إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. This is what Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam then said according to the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, I do not ask you for any recompense for the message except love for our kinship. I do not need any reward or any recompense against the services of Deen Islam, but I just need that you love my qarabatdar. You love my family. You should have the love of my family in your heart. This is what I ask for. وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. We shall increase it in goodness for him. Surely Allah is most forgiving, most appreciative. So this part of the verse, ulama, they have written in tafsir, in explanation, in commentary, that which deed is being discussed here, right? Which good deed is referred here? The good deed of loving the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what is being referred here. So the one who will do, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will increase in that goodness. He will get more ability to do more good deeds. Subhanallah. No doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, the most appreciative. قلب میں عشق آل رکھا ہے خوب اس کو سنبھال رکھا ہے. We have got the love of the family of the Prophet in our hearts and we have kept it very safe. شکریہ تم نے آل کا صدقہ میری جھولی میں ڈال رکھا ہے. The poet is saying thanks, right, that he has the love of آل البیت, the family of Prophet over there. کیوں جہنم میں جاؤں سینے میں عشق اصحاب آل رکھا ہے. Why would I go to Jahannam? Why would I go to the fire of hell when I have the love of Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt in my heart? اللہ اکبر کبیرہ. انشاءاللہ عز و جل. صحابہ کا گدا ہوں اور اہل بیت کا خادم. Alhamdulillah, I'm the servant of the companions of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. I hope through this wasila, inshallah, I will enter into Jannah. Respective verse, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us order to love the Ahlul Bayt, love the family of the Prophet, love the children of the Prophet, love the close relatives of the Prophet, qarabatdar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to love our Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the wives of the Prophet. This is the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this verse, we learned two very important things. What are those? So first thing what we learned from this verse is nisbat, the connection, right, that a person has with the Ahl of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, with the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You see that the love of the family has been included in fara'id, essentials of Deen Islam, something which is compulsory, must do. Okay, this is what is having the love of the family of the Prophet. So what is the hikmah behind? What is the sabab behind? Right, the sabab and the hikmah is nothing but they have got nisbat with Rusul. They have got nisbat with, subhanallah, Imam al-Anbiya, who? The family of the Prophet. They have got this relationship, this connection, this attachment, this relation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has made them great in excellence. That has given them fazilat, subhanallah. And we have been ordered to love them because of their nisbat with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of their relation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What? Nisbat, connection, attachment, having relation with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Paternal aunt of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyida Safiyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Right? And once someone said to her that, oh Safiyya, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your relationship with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not benefit you. This is what somebody said to her. When she heard this, she was so much saddened when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam came to know of this. Then Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam became upset and said to Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an, O Bilal, gather people. Then Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam stepped on minbar pulpit. And then he mentioned the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then said, what is the state of those people who think that my relationship will not benefit? On the day of judgment, every relationship of sabab or nasab will break. But my relationship is intact in this dunya as well as in the hereafter. This is what Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam clearly mentioned to the people. Allama Sayyid ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says more or less same words of hadith is mentioned with many asnad, and there are many other hadith also on the same subject, which proves that relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will definitely benefit the children of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah al-Kareem. They will leave this world in better state, and on the day of judgment, they will get salvation. No doubt, awlad-e athhar, the children of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, are fortunate ones in this dunya and in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. This is the shan of having nisbat with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right, relation with Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the day of judgment, when father will not recognize the son, will not aid his son, mother will not aid her son, Allahu Akbar. All the relationships will disconnect. Everybody will be thinking about their own nafs, nafsi will be there. But this is such a strong rope of being a relative of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that this rope will not break even on that day of reckoning, and every other relation will be of no use. This nisbat is intact in this dunya, as will be intact in qabr and in hashr, or mizan and pul sirat. This will benefit everywhere, inshaAllah azza wa jal. This is the excellence of being in the family of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We should love them. We should have reverence for them. We should respect Ahlul Bayt so much, because they are the relatives of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respecting this, today we learned what it means to be in the family of the Prophet. We learned that what is the excellence of loving the family of the Prophet, and we learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has ordered us to love and show respect and reverence for the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we love them from the bottom of our hearts. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. This topic, inshallah, we'll be discussing in our next episode again. Few further beautiful Madani pearls regarding the excellence of loving the family of the Prophet. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light.